All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Sunday, October 25th, and I'm speaking to you with a broken heart. If you saw the last 15 seconds of Game 4 of the World Series last night, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but you know what? It was a great game up until the end. I guess if you're a Rays fan, you think it was a great game all the way through. I'm not sure who I'm more disappointed in at this point, Chris Taylor or Nancy Pelosi, Will Smith or Steven Mnuchin. But it is what it is, and the Dodgers will take it tonight in Game 5. In terms of stimulus, both Mark Meadows and Nancy Pelosi were on CNN State of the Union this morning talking to Jake Tapper. I'll talk about both of the interviews in turn. Meadows appeared first. Here's a clip.
Okay. Let's turn to coronavirus relief negotiations, because obviously millions of Americans are hoping for some relief, some compromise. If you reach a compromise, Senator McConnell says he will bring any deal that you reach to the floor for a vote. Do you have a guarantee of that? And do you have a commitment from the Democrats and 13 Republicans that you will need to pass it? Have you identified 13 Senate Republicans who would be on board?
Well, we don't even have the bill yet because Nancy Pelosi, and she's coming up, I know she can speak to this, but we've continued to make offer after offer after offer, and Nancy continues to move the goalposts. And as you know, we're up to $1.9 trillion. I personally have talked to the leader multiple times. I've talked to senators multiple times. And at the end of the day, it was the Democrats just last week who said that they weren't going to support a $500 billion deal. So they said no to some relief coming to America.
But you guys are up to $1.9 trillion. And I'm just asking, have you identified, obviously, when the deal happens, we're all optimistic that Mnuchin and Pelosi are going to be able to come up with a compromise. Do you have a commitment from McConnell that he'll bring the bill to the floor? And have you identified the Republicans that you want to vote for it? And have you gotten commitment that they will?
Well, obviously, we've identified Senate Republicans most likely to vote for it. But we're not Nancy Pelosi. We're not going to vote or opine on a bill and pass it before we've read it. And so we need to make sure that we actually read the bill. We haven't gotten an agreement. I do have a commitment from Leader McConnell that if we get an agreement, he's willing to bring it to the floor and get it passed. But the Democrats, again, I want to stress this, Senate Democrats had the opportunity to send relief to the American people this last week, and they didn't do it. Okay. That should be a headline, Jake.
So Jake asked Meadows if the Senate took up the stimulus relief bill. Does Meadows know if there would be 13 Republican senators in favor of it? We've covered the reason for that number 13 before. So Tapper asked Meadows if there'd be enough Republican support in the Senate to pass a stimulus bill. And Meadows, he gave a pretty good answer, right? He said, hey, we haven't even seen the bill yet, right? So that makes sense. How could he know if enough Republican senators will vote for the bill if they haven't even seen the bill yet? However, Meadows did say that the White House has identified the Republican senators most likely to vote in favor of a large stimulus bill. Is Trump working them behind closed doors? I'm not sure. We haven't really heard anything about that. But Meadows did confirm that the bill is up to $1.9 trillion at this point. We've heard that number last week. And of course, Meadows continued to blame Pelosi for moving the goalposts in terms of stimulus negotiations. He talked about the Republican skinny bill as though that was anything to be taken seriously. Takeaway here, though, it sounds to me like Mark Meadows, kind of reading between the lines, is saying that the White House is working certain Republican senators in order to hopefully convince them when we finally see the final bill to vote in favor of it, to push it through the Senate. All right, now on to Nancy Pelosi's interview. Tapper asked Pelosi about getting a bill passed and signed before Election Day. Pelosi said her favorite word, she's optimistic. She has been using this word so much, right? And it's strange because we're so close to the election, yet she's still claiming to be optimistic about a bill being passed and signed before Election Day. It almost feels like a flip of the script. I really have to wonder here what the whole purpose of her 48-hour deadline was last week. Her deadline initially sounded quite firm. You know, we need to get a deal done in the next 48 hours. In order for a bill to be passed and signed before Election Day. Those 48 hours came and went, and then she kind of made it sound like, well, you know, I didn't mean that a deal had to be finalized and completely done. I just meant that that was a deadline to clarify things and put things on the table. I'm not going to read too much into it, but it's just a little weird, right? Like, there was some strategy shift or something with the election coming up. It's like, you know, the programming a week ago, maybe it was, you know, put pressure on Mnuchin and Republicans, you know, with the 48 hours. Then people were like, ah, you know, Pelosi doesn't want a deal before the election. This is all political games at this point. And now is the programming, supposed to be, I'm very optimistic a deal can get done before the election day. I don't know. Here's another clip from the interview.
So we know that the White House has moved closer to your position on lots of issues. Coronavirus testing, contact tracing strategy, unemployment benefits, local government.
They haven't yet. What we're waiting for. We're waiting for the final.
Well, they said they would, and you're waiting to see it on
paper. Haven't yet. And also, same thing. They keep moving the goalposts. They every time they say we move the goalposts, that means they're projecting what they did. But let's just, let's be hopeful. We're 9 days before an election. Yeah. We're trying to unify the country. And one way to do it is to come together to crush the virus.
So this is interesting here. We thought that last week Pelosi and Mnuchin had more or less put to bed the disagreement surrounding testing language. Because remember, beginning of last week, what were they talking about? They're talking about testing language, tracing language, right? And then in the middle of last week, when they started talking about disagreements, they kind of weren't talking about testing language anymore. They're talking about, state and local funding and liability protection, the two big issues that they've disagreed on for months now. But here we have Pelosi saying, nope, we still haven't reached agreement on the testing language. And then Tapper asked, okay, Nancy, when is the deadline then to get something done before the election? Pelosi didn't really give an answer. She just started talking about schools and how we need to make sure schools are safe and how making schools safe, we need money to do that. Tapper went on to ask Pelosi about all the Democrats, telling Pelosi to agree to a deal. Pelosi said, well, we all want an agreement. No one more than House Democrats, but we have to do it right to crush the virus and not just give money to the president to do whatever he wants with. Tapper asked Pelosi what would happen if Democrats sweep the elections. Would Pelosi then wait until Democrats control everything to do a deal? Or would she continue working with the lame duck Republicans in the meantime? Pelosi said, of course, she would continue working to get a deal done as quickly as possible, because the sooner the better. She said a bill could be put through the House this week. I think that's incredibly optimistic, to use Nancy's language. But it's up to Mitch to put it through the Senate. Again, I'm not holding my breath, right? Of course, I am holding my breath for a Dodgers W tonight. That is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.